I usually don't equate my water supply to a bank account, but there really is something to it. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.
Sustainability concept is so easy to describe in terms of our bank accounts. It's money in and money out, and you've got savings. And if you spend all your savings and you don't top them up, then you're out of money. And that's very much the same as it is with water.
Andrew Stone is the executive director of the American Groundwater Trust. Because science is the basis for policy, Andrew focuses on taking scientific data and delivering it to non-technical decision makers in a meaningful and accurate manner. Andrew has no problem keeping busy. As our planet's population continues to increase with each new baby brought into the world, water availability is becoming more of a challenge. Part of the challenge is trying to support our public's expectation that water will always be available.
The U.S. population increases 7,000 people a day. They all need water, they need food, they need clothes, they need energy. And we've got some points that are growing much faster than others. And so there's an old adage in the development world, do you bring water to the people or people to the water? We have opted through our technology that we are going to bring water to the people. So if a million retirees decide to go to Tucson, then we've got to find them water. And we haven't yet really constrained development or expansion because of water. We've engineered a solution.
There are a lot of variables that need to be considered when determining if a groundwater supply is being sustainably maintained. Today, climate change factors have become an additional uncertainty that scientists consider when projecting water supply conditions into the future.
When it comes to sustainability, you've got to put a context on that. Sustainable in terms of what? In terms of the past or in terms of the future? Because climate change is, or changing weather patterns is a less dramatic way of describing it, are certainly throwing a curveball into our calculations. There's a lot of uncertainty with what may or may not be available in the future. Some places are going to be better off and others are going to be less well off.
So, how important is groundwater for each of us? You will be surprised.
Well, 53% of our drinking water nationwide comes from groundwater. At least 40% of all the water flowing in our rivers originated as groundwater before it got into the surface water system, and includes the Mississippi amongst that. So groundwater is critically important for water supply in many areas geographically, particularly remote rural areas, and it's extremely important in some of our major urban centers. San Antonio, for example, is totally dependent on groundwater. And there are other cities and towns where the water supply is pretty much all from groundwater. It's critically important, and because it's underground, it's unseen and unrecognized by many.
I suppose it does make sense to consider groundwater sustainability like a bank account. Receiving that overdrawn account notice is not really what I want. For me, it's a happy day to see more water in the aquifer and plenty of money in my bank account. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.